You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's spooky season once again. So film lover Alan Russell and me, Amelia Hilton, are back this year with our Halloween film recommendations / reviews. And this time we watched Hocus Pocus from 1993, which follows a villainous comedic trio of witches played by Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker and Kathy Najimy, who are inadvertently resurrected by a teenage boy played by Omri Katz, who is trying to impress his crush in Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween night. Before we jump into our review, let's listen to a clip.
Light the candle.
The candle-shaped lights are replaced with real flames, lighting a chandelier and wall fixings. A fire beneath the cauldron comes to life and Max's eyes widen. The door swings open and they hide as the sisters stride in.
We are home! Oh, oh sweet revenge!
Do you see, sisters? My curse worked!
Well, that's because thou art perfect.
Sarah raises her hand and feels the ceiling.
I knew I loved this cauldron, didn't I tell you? Oh, I knew it.
My lucky rat tail, just where I left it.
But who lit the black flame candle?
Smiling, she taps the cabinet her spell books in.
Wake up!
Wake up, sleepyhead. Oh, I missed you. Did you miss me too?
Come on now, we've got work to do.
Really?
I smell children.
I've never seen this before. And it was available with audio description, which was very helpful as always. And it's got that typical Disney film sort of feel to it, that sort of start to it. The old leather book with the candles around it, you know, getting you in that spooky mood. But it's a real fun kind of family. You could sit down with the whole family, you know, pass around the popcorn, watch this. It's like a kind of feel-good Halloween film, if you like, would you say?
Yeah, there's not too much danger. Even the zombie is friendly or way too slow walking to actually be threatening. And the witches cast a spell which makes the parents dance all night so the kids can get on with their sort of saving the world business. So it's spooky, has everything you want from Halloween without any of the actual real danger or fear, I'd say.
When you're watching the film, it really did sound as if the actors were having a lot of fun doing it. Bette Midler is fantastic. I think is a word to say overacting in it.
100%. Everyone is overacting. The high school bullies, the child actor, I'd say, who plays the young sister, not only does she rock a great lipstick, which makes me really jealous because how does this 8-year-old know how to wear red lipstick better than me? But also she is probably the most subtle best actor of the whole film, I'd say.
She's my favourite in the film. I think of all the characters in it, I mean, they're all good, but she just stands out because she doesn't take any nonsense off anyone. She knows how to manipulate people, and she really stands up for herself as well. She's got some great lines in it.
Come out, my dear. We will not harm thee. We love children.
I thought thou'd never come, sisters.
Greetings, little one.
'Twas I who brought you back.
Imagine. Such a pretty little child. Look at her. And she's so well fed, isn't she? Shushka, baby. Tell me, dumpling. What is the year?
1993.
Sisters? We have been gone 300 years. Well, Winnie, how time flies, huh?
When you're dead.
They've put Danny on a chair.
It's been great fun, but I guess I better be going.
Oh, stay for supper.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, but we are.
So, in terms of monsters, in terms of reaching the Halloween quota, we've got three witches, a talking book, got a zombie, got a talking cat.
There's even a vacuum cleaner that turns into a broomstick at one point as well, which is really good.
Absolutely.
I'd say as well, like, even young kids would probably enjoy this. You know, it's not as if it's, like, really gory or gruesome or anything like that.
And they've got some great musical numbers as well. They
Oh, yeah, they sing.
Yeah, I've Got a Spell on You by Bette Midler.
Oh, she's brilliant on stage singing.
Hello, sailor! My name's Wilfred! What's yours? I put a spell on you!
I do like the scene in, I think it's the town hall where the parents are all having their Halloween party, and you know, Bette Midler's singing, they're dancing, the zombies being danced around as well, because everyone thinks the witches and the zombie are just people that are dressed up. They don't realise that there's a real zombie and it's real witches looking to destroy their lives, and they just have a lot of fun in it, and it kind of makes you smile. It's hard to pick a good scene because I think the whole film really flows well. You know, there's lots of movement in the film. The acting is just superb.
And how was their AD in terms of capturing the mood?
The AD is very good, actually. So when I looked at it, there's a couple of options. You could have the US audio description or you could have the UK one. I tend to opt for the UK one because I find UK describers are more descriptive. They go into sometimes a lot more detail. You can get some fun describers as well whose description matches the film. You know, some of the describers telling you what the witches are like, they may put a bit of a spooky voice on, or if there's a bit where a witch jumps out or something, they'll be, oh yeah, she jumps out and the zombie rises from the grave. And they put a lot of sort of feeling behind it as well, which really kind of adds to the movie. But I got all the description that I needed, that I felt I needed for it anyway. And you kind of also have to remember that, you know, the time they have in between the dialogue to do the descriptions, you may not know exactly what the witches look like in the first 5-10 minutes, but by maybe 20-25 minutes into the film, you'll know what they all look like.
There's the graveyard and the witch's house as well, which looks very kind of 1700s with old wooden beams. How did you find the kind of scene setting, AD, as well?
It sets it really well. And description is this, like you say, it's this quaint little cottagey kind of hamlet in the middle of the woods, and the witch's cottage is in the middle of the woods as well. I think it's got pink smoke coming out the chimney at one point.
Yeah, lots of fun different coloured smoke as well.
Yeah.
Morning twilight, in the shadow of a cloaked figure flies over a marshy lake. The figure flies above an old worldly village. Sunrise, and a teenage boy stares in bed. Outside his cottage, horses, chickens and sheep are spooked. A cloaked figure scurries past his window and the boy awakes.
I wasn't expecting it to be as good as it was, because I thought 1993... a Disney film about witches wanting to live forever in this small town and kids get involved in it. But I actually ended up, I did enjoy it. And, you know, if you want a fun film, you've got some friends around, then stick it on.
So what would you rate it out of 5 broomsticks, Alan?
Maybe 3.5 broomsticks.
Yeah, I think I'll go for the same, 3.5 broomsticks.
Yeah, or 3 broomsticks and a vacuum cleaner that you get when you watch the film.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Alan Russell, for joining me for this film review on RNIB Connect Radio.
Happy Halloween. And don't watch it in the dark alone.